Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Haunted, the audio drama. Episode 5. The Tracks of Fear. Part 3 of 3. Written by Jamie Evans.
What? Where? Oh. Oh, my head. I really should learn to stop drinking. Wait a second. This train car looks familiar. Then again, I suppose most trains look similar, but still. Wait, Abigail. I was talking to... No. I must have dreamed that. I haven't seen Abigail for weeks. Have I? Hello? Hello? There's somebody there, I know it.
Who's coming?
What? Who is this? What's coming? How long? I need to know how long. That's the key question. How long do I have? That sounds so familiar. That awful scream, I... Ah, K2 meter. I wonder. No readings at all. I wonder if Sober Me left me any notes on wherever it is I'm going.
So awesome! I showed him how I pick locks and we got to investigate a real crime scene. I feel guilty for being this happy when the Rawlinson family has died, but I just can't help it. He even liked my dictaphone and let me make notes on the case. Dan showed up and ruined it though. I think my mission to get James Hunter's help was successful. He agreed to come to Greenvale with me. Ah! I literally can't believe this. Is it a lot different to how I imagined? I think he's had a tough couple of years, but it's okay. Maybe I can help him as much as he'll help me. He says that this is going to be dangerous, but I'm prepared to see this through, even if it kills me. Kills me. Kills me. Kills me. Kills me.
Abigail.
James, this is you. Listen to me. You have roughly 18 minutes. 18 minutes before this thing comes to get you. Also, and this is very fucking important, stop drinking!
I was right. I had been here before, and I'd left a message for myself. 18 minutes. That's what Past Me had said, roughly 18 minutes before the monster would enter this carriage. So that was how long I had to get out. Stop drinking. I've been telling myself that every morning for the past 2 years. Still, hearing it from yourself, that was strange.
Hello? Hello? Can anyone hear me?
Abigail!
James, is that you?
Yes, it's me. I'm here, on the train, carriage number 6.
I'm in the engine car, I think. I don't think anyone is driving this train, James. I can't tell because I'm...
tied up, or should I say chained?
Yes, that's right. I'm chained through a pipe and connected to a strange lockbox. There are two locks.
There's an inscription, isn't there, on the box?
Verum est libertas. How did you know that?
Abigail, I can't believe these words are about to leave my mouth. Somehow, some way, we're in a time loop.
A time loop?
A time loop.
What is this? Star Trek? Are Spock and Captain Kirk going to pop out at any moment now?
I understood that reference.
It's good to hear your voice.
And yours. Listen to me, Abigail. I promise you, I'm going to get you out of there. However many loops it takes, I will solve this puzzle and get to you.
Assuming for a moment you're right and we are in a time loop, how many times have you been through it?
I'm not sure. It's very difficult to retain memories each time the loop restarts. At some point, I've worked out that I can leave myself messages on the dictaphone. Oh, I do hope that didn't take too long to figure out.
Why?
Because for me, each loop ends with my death and begins with me waking up just in time to hear my own death.
Oh, my God.
Now, let me think for a second.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Oh, yes, my impending doom. That doesn't make thinking difficult at all. Let's see. Luggage. Yes, the voice mentioned the red bag, and there's definitely something I did with the luggage before.
What is it?
A bottle of wine. Good wine, too. In one of the luggage bags. Judging from the note I left myself, I suspect I've been drinking this on all the other loops.
James, now really isn't the time to be getting drunk. I'd really like to get out of these chains quite quickly, if that's okay.
I know. Don't worry. Temptation doesn't get to win this time around. This one.
What?
It's a child's bag. It's got sweets in it and a bunch of crayons and a colouring book. The kid's not bad at staying in the lines, actually. Better than I was at his age. I remember this.
What?
It's a photograph. I remember it because it hurts every time I look at it in the loop.
you want to talk about?
No, but we're going to. It's a photograph of a kid. I'd say around 7 years old. He's with his parents. They look like a happy family. There's writing on the back of the photograph that says, "We miss you so much, we love you."
Why do they miss him?
There's paperwork here for a boarding school. I think they were sending him away.
Horrible.
Yes. Everything here is horrible though, isn't it?
What do you mean?
I mean everything in this place. It's all been designed to get me to talk. To play on my worst fears. Confining me in a single space. Tempting me with more booze so I fall off the wagon. Forcing me to confront my own death over and over. The terrifying monster that defies natural explanation and, of course, a child separated from his parents. I see now, Abigail. This place is a torture chamber. A chamber designed specifically for me.
Who could do something like that?
I don't know that yet. But I will find out. That's why we have to keep talking, do you see? Verum est libertas.
The Latin on my lockbox. What does it mean?
My Latin is rusty, but I do believe it means the truth is freedom. At some point, that box you're locked to had more chains in it. I'm sure we unlocked them by confessing truths.
My God. This really is designed to get information out of me.
That's right. So let's talk, hmm? That's the story you want to hear, isn't it? Whoever you are. You want to know about my parents. About what happened.
James, if you don't want to talk...
I can't leave you imprisoned, Abigail. You already know part of it, don't you?
I know you lost your parents in a car accident when you were just a small boy. Around 7 yourself.
It's no age at all, is it? You'd think I'd be over it all these years later, but... I still remember them. So clearly. My dad was driving. He was a strong, solid man with dark hair and sharp eyes. I remember he always used to wear suits, but he'd never wear the tie. I can honestly say I never once saw him wear a tie. My mum was in the passenger seat, singing along to the radio. She had a beautiful voice and she loved to sing. She used to sit in my room as I was drifting off and she'd sing nursery rhymes until I went to sleep.
James.
I'm not even sure how I survived the accident, really. The car flipped all the way over and I remember my parents couldn't get their seatbelts undone. Mine popped open just fine, and they told me to crawl out of the smashed window to get as far away from the car as I could. There was broken glass everywhere. I remember blood streaming down the side of my father's face where a piece had cut him. I crawled out of the car, and luckily there were people nearby who helped me. It was too late for my parents, though. The petrol tank was leaking, and somehow it caught fire. The whole car went up. Man, I'd really like to open this bottle of wine.
What happened to you after that? Didn't you have any more family? Any aunts or uncles?
Nobody. At least, nobody I knew of, and nobody the system could track down. I went to live in an orphanage. I don't remember much about my years there. It's all just a blur. It wasn't pleasant, though, I know that. My parents had been Catholic, and they raised me the same. Church on Sundays, prayers before bedtime, the whole nine yards. At the orphanage, I tried to keep to that, but as time went by, I found myself resentful of God. I kept asking myself, what sort of fair God would take away my parents, while so many bad people live and thrive in the world? I know now that it's a pretty common question for the recently grieved, but at the time... I remember thinking I was the only one asking that question. I began to question God, but there was one thing I didn't question. The afterlife. I mean, every religion, every culture has some form of afterlife. Surely that meant it had to be real. There had to be some form of life after death, something we couldn't explain.
Is that why you started to investigate hauntings?
Yes. I was a smart kid, good grades in nearly every subject. But once that idea occurred to me, I just lost interest in everything else. If I could prove that there was some afterlife, if I could prove that some part of my parents was still out there, I thought it might make me feel better. I spent 10 years chasing that question. Never did get an answer.
James, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that was why.
How could you? It's not fair to expect you to know things I never talk about.
Well, I guess your theory's correct. Another lock just popped off of the box.
Right. Yes. Back to the task at hand. Namely, getting out of here. Yes, yes, I know you're out there. Be patient. Red bag. That's what me said to me. Tools, Abigail. I've got tools.
Tools?
Yes. I'm going to try removing this panel next to the door. See if I can't play around with the electrics to get myself out of here.
Okay, good luck.
James. I want to say I'm sorry.
For what?
For lots of things. Shouting at you, saying those horrible things. I didn't mean.
Yes, you did. That's a good thing, though. A friend who doesn't point out when you're behaving badly, who doesn't hold you to a set of standards, is no friend at all.
Sorry that I ever listened to the signal. Really, I am.
The past can't be changed. What's done is done. I think my time is nearly up. Come on, one last screw. Oh, I can't reach the electrics. Hold on.
Was that a cork? Please don't tell me you're drinking the wine after all this.
No, I think I've found a better use for it. It worked! I poured the wine into the circuits and managed to short it out to release the lock.
That was risky. You could have got stuck in there.
Indeed. Maybe I even did on one of the previous loops. Who's to say? Ah. Of course.
But what is it?
My sleeping friend is gone. Of course he is. I've made it further into the loop. This also appears to be the carriage with the bar in it. Why would it be anything else?
Well, what is it?
I think the train wants me to drink. There's every kind of booze in here I can think of. I can smell it too.
James, stay strong.
Oh, right on time. My friend is here to join me. Hold on. I just need to reach down. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Almost. That should keep him gone for a while. Now, let's see what else this thing can throw at me. Abigail?
Why did you leave me, James?
What? Abigail?
You left me to die. You left the signal to take me.
I would never have left it to take you. I may have stormed out, but I would have come back to help.
Would you? Really? Or would you just waste away in a hovel getting drunk?
I was angry. I said things we both did. It's called a fight. Friends have them from time to time.
Is she really your friend, James? You were so angry, so nasty. What could trigger that kind of hate? Are you scared? Scared of losing somebody else just like Mummy and Daddy?
Shut up! You don't know anything. You are just an apparition designed to torture me. Well done, I must say. It's very well designed, very specific to me. It could only have been designed by somebody who knows me. Okay, here it is. You want the truth from me, truth is what you'll get. Yes, the thought of losing Abigail devastates me. She is a good person and doesn't deserve to die this way. Nobody deserves to die this way. But do you want to know what really made me angry? It wasn't the fact she listened to it. It wasn't the fact that she didn't tell me. I can cope with all of that. It was nothing more than pure selfishness. She has put me in a position as a role model, as some sort of example. She looks at me like I'm a hero. Well, I'm not a hero. I am not a role model, and I never asked to be. You want to know the dark and selfish truth? A part of me resents Abigail for loving me so much.
James! James, the last lock has just popped open! I'm free! Hold on, I'm coming to you!
Abigail, I want to save you. I just don't know how. I don't know how.
James!
Abigail, I'm glad you're okay.
We need to figure out what's going on here. This place is crazy.
I've already figured it out.
Well, then what's going on?
This torture chamber was designed to frustrate me specifically, engineered to make me confess the truth. It could only have been designed by somebody who knows me. It hasn't been overthought either. It's rather simple, actually.
Meaning?
I don't think it was planned. I think this whole reality sprung up in an instant as a reaction to something painful, emotional. I think this entire situation has been created by somebody who doesn't even know they did it.
Well, like who?
You, Abigail.
Me? I didn't do this!
I think you did. Look, the K2 meter isn't even registering a baseline because nothing here is real. There's no electromagnetic signals to read. The dictaphone. There's no reason it should have your tape in it, but you were embarrassed about me possibly hearing the message. Ever tried not to think about something? Impossible, isn't it?
But how could I?
I think you and I are still standing in the church basement. I think no time at all has passed since our argument.
I don't understand how, though. How could... The prison. The Pythagorean prison.
That's what I think, yes. Kayla and Raven used the prism to focus their thoughts into creating living creatures. I think the prism responded to your sadness and your anger and created this whole world out of your subconscious desire to know more, to understand me better.
I didn't mean to...
I know you didn't. This isn't your fault. It's mine. I'm sorry that I shouted at you. You needed me to support you and I failed.
Do you really resent me? Was that true?
If it wasn't true, the locks wouldn't have released. Yes, part of me is so angry to suddenly have responsibilities I never asked for. But Abigail, just because I don't like it doesn't mean it isn't the right thing for me. I'm not going anywhere, I promise. We're going to face this thing together.
Thank you.
Ah! Oh, back again.
That looks pretty real to me, James.
It isn't. It's a creation of your own mind. The result of too many late-night Lovecraft books, that's all. This whole world will just dissolve away, Abigail.
Are you sure about that?
Of course. 100%. Well, 90%. Well, 80%.
Stop dropping the number!
Here, take my hand. Let's escape this on our terms, yes?
Yes.
It's been a pleasure, Mr. Monster, but I'm afraid we've got to go now. Bye.
This is it, the engine car.
Come with me. Let's see, this is what we need. Here, hold this with me. We'll do this together.
What is it?
The speed control. Look ahead.
No, it is a dead end!
Exactly. Convenient, now everything is over. Your subconscious is providing you with an exit. Let's take it. Do you trust me?
Yes. Do you trust me?
Abigail, after everything we've been through, how could I not? Together. 3, 2, 1... Why couldn't I have passed out on a comfy bed?
Here, let me help you. This little prism did all of that?
Fueled by your overactive imagination, yes.
But how does it work?
I don't know exactly, but we'll find out. Add it to our growing list of unanswered questions.
If it did this by itself, latched onto my emotions, I mean, how do we stop it from happening again?
I have a friend of mine from back in the day who makes curse boxes, supposed to keep magical items safely stored where they don't do any harm. I always thought she was crazy, but now I'm not so sure.
Thank you, James.
Don't thank me yet. Thank me when I find a cure for the signal. Come on. We've got a lot of reading to do.
Starring Jamie Evans as James Hunter and Isabella Barbieri as Abigail Corbin. Narration by David Anthony Green. Opening and closing themes by James Crow. Haunted, the audio drama, is created by Jamie Evans, with all episodes produced and directed by Jamie Evans and Benton Hodges. Audio engineering by Benton Hodges, Charles Topping, and Jamie Evans. Haunted is a production of Impala Films and is recorded at Free Sprite Media Studios, with special thanks to Duncan Newham for equipment support. Thank you for listening to this audio presentation. Come back next week for the next terrifying chapter of Haunted, the audio drama.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.